Yourself.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to our final day of the 2022 Light Conference. It just doesn't seem possible that it passed so quickly. Milena?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our magical Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And John?
Happy Sunday to everybody, and I know the last couple of days have been pretty intense and pretty wild, and one more day, folks, and we'll be all souped up and supercharged like you can't believe, so hang in there.
All right, well, let's begin with a little centering meditation. So, take a deep breath and let go of all the events and thoughts of the morning. Get very centered in your sacred heart. Be aware of yourself as a being of light with your frequency functioning at 150% light. Notice yourself sitting in our crucible and all of the members, the physical members of our group sitting together, emanating Christed light. All of the illustrious beings that are also members of our community and our crucible are in their illustrious light. So as a complete collective, we are resonating to the cosmos, the most magnificent Christed light. Allow yourself to be part of this complete collective emanation. Another deep breath. Be present and alert. And let us start off this morning with a check-in, as we did yesterday. It was a wonderful conversation that we had as a group, and a lot of people put forth very valuable information as to how they were doing with these energetics. Well, yesterday we had more activations, so we'd like to hear from all of you, but we'd like to hear from some of you that we hadn't heard from yet about what's going on and how yesterday's activations have helped you integrate a whole new perspective of yourself, as well as how your body is adjusting to these energetics. Milena, do you have anything to say?
Well, I probably will, but let's see where the questions go first. Okay. If anybody has any comments or questions.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Shelby.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Can hear you.
Okay. With all the stuff we did in our brain yesterday, this way I could describe my previous brain was more like the pinball machine with the flippers going and all the bells and the whistles. And I was always chasing the ball, trying to figure out and stay, keep it rolling. After yesterday, everything is calm and smooth and quiet. My brain's running really fast, but it's so smooth. It's kind of like if you've ever gone on a real bumpy road and all of a sudden you hit smooth pavement and it's real smooth and you can, the wheels kind of have a different hum to them. I can feel that hum they were talking about. I can't quite hear it. Is what I've noticed so far. And then you don't want to leave it. So I'm gonna have to figure out how to live from here, but still do your everyday life, whatever that's gonna look like. And then this morning when I woke up, my whole surroundings had the feeling like you walked into your bedroom in your parents' house after you haven't lived there for a while, and you have all this stuff that are like souvenirs and awards from what you had done in your high school or college years or whatever you were still living at home, and it doesn't have the same meaning,
right?
Nothing is the same. Nothing has the same meaning. Mm-hmm. Completely different perspective, and. So, and then I can see that when we're moving at that real fast speed, it just doesn't take much, but it's like, feeling of being on a motorcycle where you just lean a little bit one way or the other and you can change your direction and flow. It doesn't take much effort at all. And right now I feel like we have all the energy we can possibly use. It's just a matter of what we choose to use and what are we choosing.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to. Exactly. Beautiful.
Thank you
for sharing.
It was very well said. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And this is going to be fun to really create and live from this space.
Yeah
Well, that's our goal, and that's where we're being moved to. And you stated it beautifully.
Human is my hero.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Sam Hope Tap again.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So yesterday, I talked about the nothingness, and it was a meditative state where the Taurus was folding in on itself, for you to know yourself in a pure sense. And then yesterday, the Taurus moved back out and you open your eyes and you became light. So from the darkness, you became light, and it was just this glowingness. And the sea crystals in the head, you could just feel the glowing on all parts of the brain in those sections on the side that you talked about. And then rays, your light was coming through your third eye. And so it was just this glowing and this being of light. And so now you see yourself as pure love and light.
No.
As I say, your brain just glowing in the seed crystals. So that was my experience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
So yesterday, as we were moving through the progressions, I found myself just in a really quiet joy of sublime gratitude for the Deca Delta manifold that's now in place regulating our system, and really all of the contributions that we've gathered up this year. I found myself, I'll assume it's the epikinetic body and whatever stage of our etheric body is capable of being a ka body at this point. Many places that I have physically been, sacred sites and ley lines and so on through this lifetime, and having gone to those and feeling at home there through all different points of my life, they all converged. There was like a convergence into a singularity of one point, so that notion of having experiences just sort of dropped away, disengaged, and what came in a totality was the presence of what I can only imagine is our Christed soul spirit at this point being engaged with us and in our brains and neurology at this point. So all of these different points that I had visited, I was experiencing those simultaneously. And it was actually an awareness of my attention points, kind of putting them into a sequence. But in fact, they don't belong in any time sequence. They just converge. And that sort of quiet joy of integration was just felt, so that I had to tone most of that session. I was here in my private space toning and feeling the depth and the joy of it all. So I wanted to share that.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Maria?
Oh, hi, everybody. I wanted to share about huge impact of whatever it's happening through the teaching on my emotional state, inner state, that was usually has been very wobbly and unstable. So I noticed after the pre-conference call, I forgot at the busy grocery store, I forgot my wallet, my cell phone, basically everything. And went back home, and several hours later, I noticed that. And I just told myself, okay, everything will be okay, whatever needs to happen. I even didn't rush, and obviously the clerks took care of the things, nothing got lost. But I considered that was the miracle. But what I noticed about myself, that I was in a very calm and composed state without rushing, which is was not like me at all. What happened yesterday, I got tested. I am in Europe right now, so we finish like before midnight, and I needed to finish a project, and I needed to print something. And my printer broke. It took me about 5 hours to figure everything on my own because I couldn't get any technical help. And I did it. So I hardly had any sleep. But I was just wondering what's happening with me, that I am so calm and composed and persevering and not being angry and worrying. And I attributed this all to the what we are going through. And I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
And did I notice it's today's your birthday, Maria?
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Great day to have a birthday.
this is a very lucky day. 13 is my favorite day.
13's a very sacred number.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mark?
Marky, there you go.
I unmuted myself. I have always, in recent times, thought that this was a difficult planet upon which I was living. And I came here with a mission. I know the mission. I've been following my light and so on. But it's always been a little difficult. After yesterday, I came away with the impression that if I can live like this, I would be willing to stay on this planet as long as necessary. It's just like it's a whole different, very easy lifetime. So that was a big change for me, is that instead of wanting to go and finish up and leave, okay, I can stay here. I can feel good about it. So thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. And every one of you make a big difference here.
Yes, absolutely.
And are needed.
Yes. Yes.
Rosemary?
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to share that I guess all of the experiences yesterday were, they're just still settling in and integrating. But the one that I really feel the most is around this seventh dimensional template, I guess, in the second chakra, and how I really feel that structure there. And it's such clarity, kind of like your background, Malena. It's just this diamond-shaped clarity, which hasn't left me. And also the luminous being, I feel her presence with me. And last night, I decided to go back to the crucible and sit. And when I got there, it seemed like there was a great big gala celebration. All the beings were there. There was all this excitement. And I went to visit every group, the Arcturians and the Pleiadians and even the Lyrans. I was just so excited. And I really found my guide was with me, reminding me to keep spinning, because I could feel myself slowing down and I would stop and rest. And then, no, I'm not done yet. I have to move around and really enjoy that atmosphere. I have never felt so honored in my whole life. The most amazing experience.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Cheryl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have more of a question, and I'm going to need to review the recording, but I had an experience that I don't quite understand. We were integrating something, and I'm very visual, and there was a sphere. I'm not great with sacred geometry, but full of, you know, triangles. It was just a sphere of triangles. And inside of it was a ballerina, luminescent, just like your background, Malena, spinning, 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 spinning. And she jumped out of that sphere and came into my crown chakra, all the way into my energetic column. I've had these experiences before, when I was integrating earth lifetimes, cosmic lifetimes, angelic aspects, but it's been years since I've integrated anything like that. The closest I can get is it's some kind of aspect of divinity, but I don't know. And then when I was listening to the recording, it says, we're not ready to integrate that yet. But I did. So I just am curious if anyone has any thoughts on what that was.
I would say it's a higher aspect of yourself that you were receiving.
Yeah.
And there are many higher selves, is that right?
Well, there's many dimensional aspects of ourselves, you know, and each dimension contains a lot of octaves. So there's a, you know, something supposedly, you know, all these numbers are subjective, of course. So with each dimension or realm that we access, there's supposedly something like 8 octaves held in that. And as we grow and expand, you know, we have access to those higher and higher frequencies of us, you know, and then we having the opportunity to go into that 8th dimensional realm and then to receive that luminous field, which is an 8th dimensional aspects of ourselves, open up a whole new frequency and platform for us that we have not had access to since the fall of consciousness. So that's very, very big. And I'm like you, I'm visual. I see things. And but that's what I was seeing when you were describing. I was just seeing a higher aspect of you coming in. And, you know, in because we have to use our own filters. And so, you know, we see what's familiar to us. And but that's what I saw when you were seeing it.
This is Becky. And I totally agree with Malaya there, because I was thinking myself that that's your higher self coming into you. That's exactly what I thought as well. So thank you, Malaya, for saying that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
This is Shawanti.
Well, I think
that grid. Go ahead, Sharon. This is for Sharon's question. The grid that you saw around you is one of the grids that are around the earth, the triangular one. It's part of the crystalline grid structure. And that ballerina that's spinning, that's part of your higher self, bringing yourself in so you can sustain that ability to spin with such grace as a ballerina.
Oh, thank you.
Mm.
And also remember, you know, what we know about the geometries, we play in really simple geometries, but where we're going, the fields we're in are actually created and supported by these hyper geometries and we'll talk a little bit about some of this. This is not my forte or Jones, but we'll mention a few as we get into next year. And because it'll help you kind of give you, at least it helps us, gives us a little bit of framework of what we're doing from that geometric position. But they are discovering these really brilliant mathematicians are discovering, I mean, geometries like you would not even believe. I mean, they're so complex and interwoven and much beyond my ability to comprehend, but I know it's there, I know it's real, and it's all part of what we build for ourselves and our field as we expand and integrate these energetics.
Thank you.
Kathleen?
You're muted, Kathleen.
Thank you. So yesterday I felt there was a clarity that I hadn't felt in the past. It was kind of like my brain had been cleared out of the cobwebs. And so that was really a beautiful experience to feel that, if that makes sense. Even though it's in the brain, I could feel that kind of clarity and that wisdom coming through. The other thing is interesting. I have a candle lit. And I created this altar with a lot of pictures. I think Randy and Pat said they did that. So I've done that. And I have a candle there. And I neglected to remember I had the candle there because it had kind of gone really dim, right? And then later around 9:30, it was really grown to quite a degree. And it reminded me. And I could feel the sacredness of my, I call it my light being that was with me. And it was just beautiful because I also was aware of, I too went back to the space and had a celebration. But then I had the celebration here as well with all of the, my loved ones. And it was very touching. It was really beautiful. So, and I'm also happy to be living again. You know, you kind of go through, it's like when you're doing this work and it's kind of like, sometimes you get like, okay, I've been here, I've done enough. And what else is there? But I felt a renewed hope and joy, actually, to be here and to shine the light and to express myself. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It opens up a lot of possibilities and potential, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Positive, you know, and so it gives you something to look forward to. And that's what I liked about that eighth dimensional realm so much. I go back and it refreshes me. I get a boost. And one thing I will say about the eighth dimensional realm is, you know, while we're together in this group and in our crucible and we have the support and the energetics of our entire community, we're able to hold these frequencies for ourselves much more vividly. But once, you know, our conference is over and we step back for a few days, that, you know, it can be a little harder because then your everyday life, you know, comes back in. So that's why I just take the time and go back through. And that's one of the reasons I like to go back and sit in that eighth dimensional realm. It gives me another energetic shot. And it reminds me of, you know, there is so much more and what that potential is and what that beauty is.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Randall?
Sorry, unmute. I have a comment and a question. So the work where we were at the end when we were in the second triad and the activation, the higher octave activation of the seed crystals, that was very powerful. And as I came out of it, you know, walking around space, it was, you know, normally I have sort of the sound and hum, but there was a really harmonic hum, a buzz almost, that I was walking around with, you know, for most of the evening, just this really strong harmonic buzz. It felt real good. Then I got tired. But the question is, it seemed like we did a whole lot of upgrades and work in that second triad in a short period of time. And I don't know if we could recap that a little bit. At some point there was, over the last 2 days, and maybe you're going to do that later, but anyway. Or I'll just re-listen the court recording, but it just seemed like we went through a lot. I've been trying. I remember something about a tetrahedral structure that was being installed, you know, and it sounded like almost like a pyramidal capstone type of energetic that was being installed, you know, in our second triad. And just, there was a lot, right? So let's throw it out there.
I don't want to go into it too much because we will be talking more about that when we meet in December the 4th. But there was a lot going on in that second triad. And, you know, when we were first given that, it was kind of a mystery to us. It took a while for that to, the information to come through and the energetics to amp up to where we could really use it. And the first thing was to compress the light, make it liquid so we could change our blood and the carbon base that was in the blood. And that was so, for me, it was just such an awesome thing that I could do. And then to use that in the liquids of the body. And then we went to the golden nectar for the neurology of the body. And so then that was kind of left, and a lot of us didn't focus on that, but that was such an impression on me that I continued to periodically use it. But anyway, that triad is such a profound energetic resource. It is part of what makes us creators. It is the center from which we create. And if you remember years ago, when we activated that magenta flame in the heart and merged it with the magenta flame in the pineal, so that that your higher heart or your sacred heart would use its energy to influence thought in the brain. And we didn't really understand that. Well, merge that flame there and merge, and so we did it. And that was left. And as we have evolved, we are now coming to the realization that that center, that triadic center, is such an important center for us as physical creators of form within form. And that's what's transpiring. We are layering it, bringing in the layers of us. And each triad has its own value, its own profound use. But that one they're really focusing on to get us really using that center as creators. So that's all I have to say. Anything else, Randall?
That's a mouthful.
Pardon?
I'm fine.
Thanks. Okay. I noticed that Linda Githens periodically tried to get in, and I don't know if she had something to say and just didn't raise her hand or...
I do, actually. But I'm on the phone.
Oh.
Because my computer doesn't pick up everybody's voices the same way.
Okay.
And I end up really annoyed, so I just stay on the phone.
Okay.
I have a couple of things. One thing, I'm blown away as usual. And the most profound thought that I came from with the last 2 days that we've had experiences is that within a couple of years, we're going to be like fully ascended masters in a human form. But look how many of us there are, you know, and that's just our group. There are other groups like us around the world. And it's like there's this tailor-made, I don't want to call it army because that's it's just wrong. But it's this tailor-made group of beings that are in service to this entire planet and universe. And it's like putting all the pieces and parts together. There's no way we could ever do that. They're doing it for us. And I just keep reminding myself, it doesn't matter if I understand how the car is made. It matters that I know how to turn on the engine, right. Make it go.
And that's
you know, so don't worry about the pieces and parts. If they don't fit or you don't understand, you know, it's all it'll come to you in divine right timing if and when you need it. If not, you just automatically know how to do it. And I've realized that right now I'm growing into myself because I've been dimensionally jumping for a long time without any kind of real balance to it. Well, yeah, there was definitely a balance. There was definitely balance along our lines, but without a level of control, let me put it that way. And I'm realizing now that it's like, okay. So, and I've been telling myself for about the past 6 to 8 months that I need to stop jumping and I just need to follow the curves, the spiral.
I love it. I
just need to stop.
Love it. I love it. Okay. Tell you why, Linda. A long time ago, when you came to my house for a series of teachings, Master Katumi said to you, you asked him what your purpose was and all these travels that you were doing, which is great. And he looked at you and he said, pick one and take your seat. And you've chosen one. Thank you for taking your seat, Linda.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. Yeah. I actually don't remember that statement, but apparently, you know, it does make sense.
Because I have laughed about that for so long, as you have jumped from here to here to here to here. But that's just who you are, and you had to experience it all. So good for you.
Right. And, you know, and I get something from everything. But I have to say that this is my kingpin. You know, this is the one that I actually chose to continue on with, mm-hmm. which is so bizarre because, you know me, I am not scientific by no stretch of the imagination. And yet here I am with people that love to follow how it works and, you know, putting it together exactly the way it's just fascinating. It's like, oh, no, I can't do that. I just have to experience it.
Yep.
And I've spent the last couple of years experiencing fifth dimensional living, so to speak, mm-hmm. and not experiencing it and having the opposite experience because my energy level couldn't be there at the time. So now I'm catching up to myself and I'm thrilled about that. I really am.
Well, thank
you. And, sorry?
I said, I was just saying, thank you for your comments. They're great. Loved it.
Oh, you're wonderful. And the other thing, and I just wanted to say thank you to everyone because, I mean, it's not a faint of heart thing. This is not something that we kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, we're all really dedicated to this. And I'm so appreciative of being with such a group. I mean, really, I am beyond blown away by the level of commitment that I see around me in this group. It's just amazing to me. But yesterday, I had a really bizarre experience that I'll tell you about really quickly. And I certainly would be open to ideas and thoughts on it because it's weird. it was on break. And I took my gong outside and I was playing it. And I recently got something called a sun gong. And I've been musing about wanting to communicate with the sun through vibration. Okay. So I saw this and I ordered it and I got it. Well, then, you know, I mean, I'm suspending. I'm out there and I'm playing it and I'm really experiencing the difference. I'm playing both gongs at the same time. And I'm experiencing their connection to the musicality of it. Like they're playing with each other, you know, like I'm not touching one and yet it's responding very quietly, but it's responding to the sound coming from the other one. And I'm watching this and my brain is going, so seriously, who came up with the idea that this is part of the sun? You know, that, I mean, it's like, so I'm supposed to just believe this or how does this work? You know, and I'm, you know, just continuing to play. And I look over and I have on my deck what I call my mini crucible. And it's a circle and it's dedicated to the elementals. So there's a lot of elementals there. There's, a, you know, like there's a face of a deer, there's, you know, a bear, you know, there's all kinds of things. And then I have some really old people representing ancient civilizations. I have a little ET, you know, I've got people, you know, beings. And then because of the eclipse, I had put out large bottles of water on my deck to receive the energy. And it's also the easiest way to get your vitamin D because it infuses the water. Then you drink the water and you're good. So anyway, I look at this one glass bottle. I don't know why I am, but I'm looking at it and I see this swirling spider my deck had caught on fire from the sun going through the water and igniting a dry leaf. And I'm like going, what the heck? So I, you know, extinguished. It wasn't that hard. It was like I picked up the leaf, which was on fire. I put it out, and then that was the end of it. But I was like, what on earth? I am aware that that is a possibility. You know, that's can be how fires can be started, but I've never seen it in action. And I didn't know that the elementals responding to me with the about the question with the gong, or was it just, I don't know, fire dance? It's bizarre. So that went on. But in general, I'm just plain grateful. So there you go.
Well, I think that's something you have to determine for you, what the message was. And I thank you for sharing, but we do need to move on so other people get to talk.
Okay.
Thank you. Kelly, you're up.
Hi, thank you, Linda, so much for sharing what you shared. And you know, to me, the fire thing, just very quickly, was you focus the energy of the sun with the water. I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting, but you were calling to the sun, and it just focused by going through the water. I just wanted to quickly share that yesterday's second session was so big, I could barely not fall out of my chair. Literally, I was telling Debbie, it reminded me of when we used to go to some of Jim Self's conferences, and he would throw so much at us so often and so fast that there were so many times when I literally could barely stay in my chair. And I haven't experienced that with Joan and John's work since we started, but this yesterday afternoon one was like that. I just kept kind of like, it was hard for me to hold the energy. It was quite obvious it was hard. Yet afterwards, Debbie and I had some errands to run. We're running around town. Only one errand we had to run. And then we just felt like having an afternoon out. God, we haven't done that since COVID started, it seems, together. You know, just going to this store and that store, get a cup of coffee, just hanging out and actually enjoying hanging out together. Our schedules don't usually jive, and it just, I bring that up because I didn't put two and two together until Charlotte shared what she shared. And then it was like, oh yeah, it was pleasant. It was easy. And I mentioned that when we got home, it's like, oh, we haven't been able to do this, just hang out together and have it be fun for a long time. So I just wanted to share that by Charlotte sharing what she shared, I was able to understand what I was experiencing. And then I also appreciated what Mark said, because one of the things that I got in the meditation was I heard for myself something like, I'm not ready to go home yet. I'm just barely getting started with what I came here to do. And there was a little piece of me that was a little bit stressed that I was going to be called home before it was time. And when Mark said what he said, it made me feel like, oh, okay, I don't have to go home just yet. If it's not time to leave here, I can just bring that energy here. So that's all I wanted to share. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I think the next one up is John Carroll.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, I have a question.
Really?
previously, we open the time locks for 5th, 6th, and 7th, which allows humanity the chance to elevate to those different dimensions. But yesterday, we individually unlocked time locks for ourselves, but it was mentioned that this was a service aspect. And so I'm wondering if all of humanity has to individually have their own time lock unlocked, or did we as individuals unlock the eighth dimension for humanity?
Melina?
Yeah, it does make sense. The eighth time lock right now is for you. Will it ultimately impact humanity? Absolutely. And you'll hear more about that as we go through. We're not done yet. We still have more to cover today, okay? And everything's building on each other, but most of humanity is can't even reach fifth dimensional status, okay, and hold that vibration. But what we're doing is creating the pathway, okay, through our service, and that is our service. But right now, you're holding those eighth dimensional frequencies for you. And it's going to take a while to be able to hold those stably in our fields. And, you know, and as humanity steps up, and as again, we're not done yet. There's more to coming today, which is going to help all of these things going forward. But it all takes time.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, John?
No, but it was pretty good.
Well, you know, what we do for us eventually, because we're opening that pathway, affects it all, you know, the entire earth and all humans and who knows what.
But yeah. Humanity's not ready for those eighth dimensional frequencies yet.
No,
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starts with you.
Yep. You can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
So it's about getting free. And that, you know, is in opposition to the third dimensional paradigm, which is, you know, oh, we have to give. But you have to receive. And if you don't receive for you, because you are needed, then you can't give what you don't have. So, thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Sharka?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I would like to share something which has happened on Friday afternoon, that a city of Joliet has decided to cut down the tree right in front of our house.
Oh.
And it was very, very loud. And I was disappointed with myself that I got myself distracted. I still could hear the lesson, but I also could hear this loud noise from outside. So I thought, well, I will have to review my lesson to get the information, because I felt like I couldn't follow. But something after that, on Friday afternoon and whole Saturday, I have noticed that something has happened with me, that I was sitting like in a cube of light where I could hear everything from outside, but also I could be quiet myself. And I was sitting, and I'm still sitting in this cube of light, and the light is very soft, very beautiful. And I feel like I have control of what is happening outside of me and what is happening, what I'm choosing to listen to. And I'm still in it, and I'm in this cube, and I also can experience the seed crystals. They are part of this soft light. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sharka. Well, anyone else before we move on? This has been a great conversation. Thank you, everybody, for what you contributed today. Okay, well, let's get started on today's session.
Be sure you're muted.
Okay. So, if you will take a deep breath and get centered in your sacred heart again, and just be very present in this moment. It came to me this morning that we should start this session with the I Am Light prayer, which is Kutumi's prayer. And so I would like you to say that with me and really concentrate on what follows I am, the next word that follows I am. So let us begin. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought or feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, light, light. Flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, take a deep breath and get very centered. Aware of yourself as being light. Now, before we continue here, I'd like to say a little prayer that has come to me this year, this past year, and the work that we've been doing. And it has helped me tremendously. And I think it's quite appropriate. It's just a little short prayer. Beloved source of my being, source of all that is, I open all parts of myself to your light, to your love, and your grace. I am filled with your Holy Spirit. I am filled with your light. I am filled with your love and your grace. And for this, I am eternally grateful. And take a deep breath now and let us welcome the Council of 12. Greetings. We are the Council of 12. This morning, we will begin with some historical information about who you are and the energetic signature that was woven into your beautiful energetic field of light. It was a magnificent era where there was no time, no space. You existed as pure creative light. It was an era where you existed in perfection before you were human. With our assistance and the assistance of the luminous ones, let us give you a glimpse of you. It is beyond your imagination, but can be felt in the heart center of your light body. So be very present now in your light body, aware of your light garment, glowing with the radiant fire letters of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Allow yourself to feel the magnificence of this creative realm. You were able to create at will because you were pure spirit that was created in the image and similitude of Source. You were created in Source light as an individual light being that created light. You were given a blueprint and three rays of creation to guide you in anything that you created. You use magnificent colors of radiant light throughout this realm. Take a breath. Stay conscious, but remember. You and many other spirits known as creator gods created many different light emanations. You began to create a little denser emanation of light known as gases that could carry multiples of varied colors. as you created more and more colored gases, you and other creator spirits decided to make these gases more solid. So you did. You were never designed to be anything but a creator of light. This was your original design. But you and other creator spirits continued your experiments, and you created stars, planets, galaxies, and so on. Some of the stars and planets you decided to populate with a level of creators. These creators did not always follow the protocols that were set out for their creations. So, as you know, the energetic creations began to unravel. After eons of these defective creations, there was a need to create a Christed planet that would model how to create as it was intended. Under the Prime Creator's guidance, a beautiful planet of light was created. It was the diamond in the eye of Prime Creator. Soon, many creators, such as yourself, desired to come to Earth and experience this radiant environment. As these creators started to create more matter, they got caught in the density that they created and had to become creators of form within form. This type of creation continued for eons until such matter became more solid and could no longer hold the original light of each creator. So they often got stuck in the solidness of the matter. This is when miscreations began that led to the final fall of consciousness. The Christed matrix was removed from the earth. There were no guidelines for the fallen creators to follow, and everything was in a state of collapse until Sunat Kamara intervened before the final destruction could totally destroy the earth. The earth was then placed in a third dimensional suspension for many thousands of years. And you are familiar with the rest of the story. Many things have happened since those dark times. Many beings of light incarnated again and again into human bodies. This began the resurrection process of a Christed planet and the human Christ consciousness. You are those beings who came with purpose and dedication to correct the fallen consciousness. It has been a long, difficult journey for most of you. So we want to help you recover some of the beautiful memories of who you really are. We ask you to reflect often on the presentation we gave you in the beginning of this dialogue, so there's no doubt in your consciousness of what a beautiful being of light that you are. You are not only a creator of form in form, but you are a master creator of light in your true essence of your source image and similitude. The diamond in the eye of your creator. Take a deep breath. Feel your heart open wide to receive that. You never considered that you were the diamond in the eye of your creator. A deep breath. and another breath. When you are tired and weary, reflect on the image that we have just given to you. It can happen in a second by just placing your attention on your soul star and those memorable times. Take a deep breath. Remember. These memories stimulate and open you up to receive more fully the activations that have taken place in the first 2 days of this conference. When you are aware of a fuller spectrum of yourself, you create reference points based in your original state of being. Let us now review the activation of the last 2 days and show you how they move you into refined states of being. We want you to remember the gift now that the Syrian Archangelic League gifted to you with specific light codes on 8-8. These codes changed your conscious awareness dramatically. When you receive the unlocked eighth dimensional light template, these codes activated. The Syrian light codes strengthened and expanded your communication channels to the Syrian stargates. These codes conveyed a particular frequency that produces a better exchange of communication with the entire Syrian Archangelic League, the Syrian Councils of Elders, and many other beings of light. These Syrian Archangelics transmitted to you a powerful holographic imprint of a new creative template and placed it in your second triad. The activations of Friday and Saturday's session activated these holographic codes. Now you have access to a wider range of creative light codes, colors, and sound codes, and how to use them. These Syrian codes also contain numerous ancient symbols, such as the golden infinity symbol that now sits in your third eye, that stimulates your memory that you are an eternal light creator. They activate another energetic octave of your second triad. The activations that took place on Friday afternoon opened two iterations of the eighth dimensional time lock. In the first iteration, you retrieved the eighth dimensional aspect of your luminous field of light. When you receive the eighth dimensional light template to create with, then you received the eighth dimensional light template to create with. It is held in your eighth dimensional luminous field. The eighth dimensional light template is a principal set of energetics that will assist you in transforming your third dimensional physical body into a stable fifth dimensional physical body. The eighth dimensional light template also provided access to the eighth dimensional sacred heart matrix of your light body. This sacred heart matrix sits in front of the sacred heart center of the light body, where it can be drawn from in any dimensional sequence that is of a fifth dimension or above. This sacred heart matrix fills your entire unified field with magnificent Christed light. In the next activation, we brought the sixth light packet energetically into present time. It was placed in the heart center of your light body, where it becomes your new etheric body. The sixth light packet activated the ninth strand of DNA that relates to the higher purpose for your soul as it came into a body to create and manifest a fifth dimensional physical body. The eighth dimensional light template creates a golden glow within the ninth strand of DNA like no other previous DNA strand. These activations widen your ascension path and move you forward in ways that you cannot imagine. Next, we applied and intertwined the eighth dimensional light template into your present changing physical body, along with its effervescent ninth DNA strand. The seventh light packet was activated in a refinement that the other light packets do not possess. Then you activated the tenth strand of DNA. The seventh light packet and the 10th strand of DNA subtly transmit unity consciousness as well as aspects of wisdom that are communicated by your soul spirit into the consciousness of a physical body. This escalates the actual alchemical and molecular changes that need to take place in the third, fourth dimensional physical body and move it swiftly into the fifth dimension. This light packet brings in a fuller expression of the light prism. The light prism actually holds the spirit blueprint, adds the second ray of creation in a stepping down mechanism to fractionate the pure light into various color codes that can be used in form, to create form within form, but in a pure reflection of your original light when your spirit was created in the beginning, before you were human. Deep breath. Another breath. Present and alert. The light prism has a great influence on all of the light packets. This light prism, in reality, is a unique light prism of the 12th dimension that came into existence when your spirit was first created in the image and similitude of the source of your being. It resides in the heart center of your light body. When the light prism is drawn into the pineal center, it continually upgrades the seed crystals in that center because it constantly emanates a number of sound codes. This affects the human brain. The human brain has to be significantly upgraded as we move forward in this ascension process. Since the light prism contains all color codes and sound codes, it continually upgrades the function of the seed crystals. Another breath. Under our guidance, you were able to weave the first iteration of the eighth dimensional light template into your light body, which will greatly influence your present physical body until it is transmuted into a fifth dimensional physical body. This will help you to recover some parts of the memory codes that are in your soul spirit as they are transmitted into your present form. When it is time for your next upgrade, we will assist you to take the 10th strand of DNA that we have woven into your light body and then weave it into your new fifth dimensional physical body. That will be a grand day. Breath, another breath. The ninth ray's sound relates to the light prism and the 888 codes that now reside in the second triad. The light prism activates another level of the seed crystals in the brain, brings the seed crystals into another octave of energies from which to transmit creative light of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. The unlocked eighth dimensional light template also has a great influence on the seed crystals. These upgraded seed crystals continually transmit refined light emanations that alter the physical body at a cellular level. When you alchemically change the human cell through the compression mechanism that is utilized in the second triad, everything that concerns the body and its consciousness changes. This includes the cells, the neurons of the neurological system. The neurology of the brain and the body gets a complete upgrade. The seed crystals are the prime activator of these upgrades that need to be initiated, as well as the specific time and progression of these activations. The creative light that is transmitted by these seed crystals is immense, and they are designed to create the changes that are required on many levels as the refined dimensional sequences begin to manifest. They are a radiant instrument that changes the synapses of the brain. And its ability to process Christed thought. Every lobe of the human brain functions effectively now with purpose and the design that was originally intended with the human, when the human body was created before its fallen consciousness. Take a breath. consider all the light energetics that have been activated and positioned in key areas for their optimum function. Many changes are occurring since the unlocking of the first iteration of the eighth dimensional time lock. Be present, alert, conscious. Take a deep breath. We want you to be very present now to receive some basic information on the master light packet. Yesterday, we briefly dropped a pinpoint of a concept, and we left it in your field to be expanded upon today. And that pinpoint will bring you into an awareness of a massive light packet that you have yet to discover or be able to use. This master light packet is much more than a light packet. It has no dimensional limit. As the light body comes into full use as the Ka body, and it transmits continually the completed Christed energetic matrix through the master light packet, which contains all seven light packets. This master light packet cannot be activated in this current time sequence, but we would like to inform you of its existence, and we'll begin to imprint it into your unified field several times in many iterations. Take a deep breath. Let this knowledge be absorbed by your higher mind. Deep breath. The awareness of the master light packet lies within the memory codes of your soul star because it is part of your original spirit. When some of the memory codes get transmitted through your third triad and processed through your universal mind and your higher mind, a memory of the imprint that we will gift to you today will light up. This particular memory code contains the memory of your spirit when it created from the light that it was. The visual images that we gave you earlier in this session are present. So this provides the perfect energetic field to feel the massiveness of your spirit and the imprint of the master light packet. When you allow this memory code to be present in the consciousness of your higher mind, a familiar path opens that will continually bring these memories to you just by placing your attention on them in your soul star. Once this path is set, there is nothing that you need to do. It will open when you direct your attention with intention to your soul star This is how you begin to familiarize yourself with who you are as spirit, using a human body. You will be aware of the Master Light Packet imprint that we presented to you today. When the time is right, we will present to you other iterations of imprints of the Master Packet. Now take a deep breath. Be present and aware. Be centered in the heart center of your light body. Take three deep breaths with long exhales. Be still now and receive the first imprint of the Master Light Packet. Know that this imprint is within the heart of your light body and also within your spirit. Access is given to your spirit and the Master Light Packet imprint through the memory code that is within the vortex of your soul star. Rest in this awareness. sit in this awareness for as long as necessary for you to receive what is needed for you. We will now close this morning's session, and we will return at 1:30 Central Time to continue with more information and activations. Blessings.
Thank you.